Welcome, friend. Have a seat by the fire. Make yourself comfortable. It was the last stop on a winding, treacherous stretch of state road leading out of town. A local watering hole for a motley assortment of downtrodden. Although it could become quite spirited and rowdy at times, this roadside bar was mostly populated with locals commiserating the loss of dashed hopes, each looking to drown their respective miseries in the neon light and forget about the real world for a short while. Tired and worn souls circling the drain in an irrevocable downward spiral. Lost souls in search of that one elusive dream. You're listening to Campfire Radio Theater. Tonight's tale takes us on a midnight journey into the mind of resident composer supreme Kevin Hartnell, with an abrupt detour into writer-producer John Ballantyne's deranged cortex as well. A bit of a group effort that we call Last Resort.
I wake up in the middle of a field, lying flat on my back, looking up at a sea of stars. One hell of a view. That's how this whole thing kicks off. Every time. It's quiet in the tall grass. Peaceful and cool. A perfect moment. Wish I could bottle it. Save it. Reminds me of something elusive that I can't wrap my mind around at the moment. Something from my past when everything seemed right and the future lay open wide as the night sky to possibilities. Why can't I remember?
Oh, what in the actual name of Christ?
This is only how it starts. I got this nagging feeling in the pit of my stomach. Usually means things are going to take a turn for the bizarre.
Oh, shit. Where's my damn truck?
Now, I won't admit this to most folks, but truth is, sometimes alcohol gets the best of me. Now, some guys black out, don't remember things. I tend to brown out. I can piece together hazy memories given time, but right now my head hurts too much. I'm sure I'll end up paying for my sins soon enough. Uh-oh. Flashing lights over the hill. Somebody's having a bad night. I gradually shake out the cobwebs and walk back to the main road.
Oh. Hey there! Hey, you folks mind if I catch a lift just down the road a piece? Thanks, I really appreciate it. You guys don't look familiar. From out of town? Wow. Little guy back here is tuckered out, huh? He must have been driving for a while.
We're trying to find Welford.
Welford is a ways up the road. It's a little town about 30 miles after you hit the interstate. You got relatives up that way? Hey, you can drop me off at this little dive bar and grill up the road. It's called the Last Resort. I left my truck there. It kind of place used to have a mechanical bull in its heyday back when that whole urban cowboy thing was hot. You remember that?
These folks aren't much on conversation. I mean, I'm sure I'm probably safe. Just a mom and dad with their kid, but something about them gives off a weird vibe. There's a glazed look in their eyes. The dad looks like he popped a whole bottle of Prozac. Can't wait to get back to the bar, grab the truck and go home. Put this night behind me. What did I do with my goddamn keys?
Wait. Zach Creed, you old son of a gun, you. What you doing out here? Car trouble? Hey, pop the hood.
Hey, JC, no. I can't find my keys.
You need some help?
Nah, man. It's all good. It's all good. Thanks.
Well, two heads are better than one, especially on a bear. Tell you what, I bet your keys are in the bar someplace. Old last resort eats up some keys, you know?
Yeah. Could be.
Hey, brother. Hey, you sure you're any condition to drive? Because if you had one too many, I could give you a lift.
Yeah.
I'm parked right over. Now, where in the hell did I park?
No, thanks. I'm going to go check the bar. Keep it between the ditches, pal.
Hey there, hon. Back already?
Yeah. Hey, you mind checking the lost and found for a set of keys?
Sure thing, hon. Give me a sec.
Yo, Jess, we need another round over here.
Coming, boys. Jeez, it's hopping tonight.
Hey there, Zach. Over here.
Huh?
Right behind you. Come park yourself. Got a booth. Come on. Plenty of room for you, Chief.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, Allison.
Hey, Zach.
Saw the meat wagon outside. Y'all must be off duty for the rest of the night, huh?
Paramedics gotta eat sometime, right? Busy night.
Were you guys at that accident just up the road?
Yeah.
What a bloody mess. Nothing much we could do. I'm just glad that we packed extra body bags.
Ooh, how many?
5 altogether.
Oh, Jesus. 5?
Yeah. Head-on collision.
Oof.
Well, it sucks when you gotta scoop up all those pieces, figure out what body part belongs to who. Kinda like Satan's idea of a game of Twister.
Whew. And here's the steak sauce, Ezra. So, is that T-bone rare enough for you?
I think I heard it moo one time, darling.
Allison, sure I can't get you something.
Coffee is fine.
How about you, Zach?
Maybe a couple tall boys. Hey, did you get a chance to...
Your keys? They haven't turned up yet, but we'll keep an eye out for you, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, you see all kinds of carnage at an accident scene. I-95 a couple years back, these two guys driving some brand new European exotic wiped out at about 150 miles an hour. Holy shit. What a collision. We were picking up those poor bastards for a week. I mean, you talk about a scrambled mess. Brains, intestines, and liver spread all over creation. Sheesh! It's enough to give you a sour stomach, huh, Allison?
That's not what's ruining my appetite.
And here you go. I'll check back shortly.
Thanks.
Excuse me. Gotta go pay the water bill.
Haven't you had enough for one night?
Obviously not. I mean, I keep trying to drink this whole experience away. I figure if I fall deep enough in this bottle, that'll just all, you know, evaporate.
It won't. Trust me.
Eh. Well, tell me, what's going on here?
You haven't figured it out?
Well, let's see. I hitched a ride here with a family of ghosts.
Everybody in this bar is dead. Not a soul of them still with us. Not to mention you. Now that's what? That's an irrefutable fact. Now, some of these poor dipshits been dead 20 years, maybe more. Now that I think of it, this whole goddamn bar is nothing but a burnt-out ruin on the side of the highway these days. So, where does that leave me in this equation?
Maybe you're just lying in a gutter somewhere, drunk out of your skull. Wouldn't be the first time now, would it? Or maybe it's all just a dream. Maybe that's all it ever was.
Yeah, yeah. Some dream, huh?
At least that's what I keep telling myself.
Dream or heaven or hell, whatever this is. I guess it don't matter much how plastered I get here now, does it?
Matters in my profession. Particularly on an accident scene.
How's that?
Somebody like you, Zach, sets out on the road shit-faced and, let's say, takes out some poor soul. You get put on the end of the list.
End of the list?
If you both code and need immediate attention, EMTs don't flip a coin. We revive the innocent bystander first. It's an understanding. The DUI case takes a back seat. Low priority.
So in this accident you're talking about, how do you sort out who the drunk slob is? Like, how do you...
You do this long enough, you just know.
Allison, look, what happened?
What happened? What do you mean?
Let's just say this is some sort of afterlife, okay? Now, don't you think... I mean, maybe we ought to talk about you and me.
You're drunker than I thought.
Allison, what happened to us?
Zach, this whole thing isn't about us. It's about you. What you did. You did something unforgivable.
I don't know what you're talking about. All I remember is you wouldn't give me another chance. Why?
You had plenty of chances, Zach. Here's one more while you're still semi-sober. Take your keys and get out of here. Don't say another word. Don't have another drink. Just get out of here now.
You had my keys this whole time?
You were so wasted earlier, you couldn't find your ass with both hands.
Jesus, Allison.
Leave now, please. Before Ezra comes back.
Why?
Because... maybe it's escaped you, but he's not playing with a full deck.
Oh, come on, Allison. Just because he takes his steak raw doesn't make him a maniac. Oh, that's not bad.
Don't do that, dumbass.
That's not bad. Now, this Ezra dude, I don't remember him.
I'm not sure you ever met. He's the reason I'm stuck here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was driving the ambulance. You two were on the way to a call, and he ran off the road, smacked into a tree.
He never could drive for shit.
So, what's the deal here? I mean, you two gotta stick to the same occupation in the great beyond? There's not much call for EMTs if we're all dead.
Look, things don't make perfect sense here, but... maybe there's an opportunity.
An opportunity for what?
For redemption? To set things right? I don't know. It's not like I have all the answers.
Well, maybe this Ezra has some answers, huh? Maybe I ought to ask him.
Good luck. Ezra enjoys this place. Treats it like his own perverted playground. Which is why you need to go now. Drive and don't stop until you get back home.
Hold on. So I'm supposed to be scared of this guy now? Is that what you're getting at?
Oh, that's right. You're not scared of anything, are you? The great, fearless Zach Creed. Even the prospect your body's laying on a slab somewhere at room temperature doesn't spook you.
Hell, honestly, I'm kind of relieved. I mean, the way I see it, my worries, all over.
Your worries are just beginning.
All right, lovebirds. Hope you had a nice chat.
Oh, lovebirds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Allison told me about you too. And how you guys were the hot item at one time. High school sweethearts and all. Hell, I think it's adorable. Still carrying a torch for one another.
That was a long time ago. Right, Allison?
Right.
I think I'll be on my way.
Hey now, don't rush off, pal. Have another beer or two.
Jesus, Ezra, don't encourage him.
I might grab one for the road. Thanks for the conversation.
Hey, don't mention it. Be careful out there, bud.
Yeah, so long. So I get a proper buzz on before I hit the road. You might say that's irresponsible, and you'd be right. But I've never really been the responsible type. So why should I start now?
Hey, you need a lift?
Yeah, car trouble. You headed into town?
As a matter of fact, I am. Hop on in.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Nah, no problem.
Aren't you, Sue Proctor's son?
Yeah, Joey. Yes, sir.
I thought you were off at school, no?
Yeah, I was just headed home for the weekend and the old beater broke down on me. Oh, you all right?
Oh, me? Never been better. You want a sip of this?
No thanks.
Suit yourself.
As it may seem, I do have the weather for you.
Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine.
Whoa, that's trippy.
What's trippy?
Deja vu. It feels like, you know...
Maybe we've been here before?
Yeah, man, like my brain's having a hiccup or something.
It's funny you say that. This whole night feels like a total rewind. Everything. I keep waking up in this field. No memory of how I got there. It's the damnedest thing. And this song. I keep hearing it. I know it means something, but...
Hey, mister. I think I'll just walk the rest of the way if you don't mind.
Holy shit. It just came to me.
What do you...
Oh, it just came to me. You know, we used to run off into that field behind her granddad's property.
I'm sorry, what?
We were kids, you know. Just kids, Allison and me. Only time we could sneak off and be alone. Used to look up at the night sky and dream about the future. Just lying there with the radio playing for hours and hours on end. And this was our song. Our song. How could I forget that?
Running through our field of time. Hand in hand with dreams and lies. Innocence and love sublime. And if it's say goodbye.
Hey man, you need to watch the road.
No, just mellow out, kid. You sure you don't want a sip of this stuff?
You're all the way in the other lane.
What?
Dude, you're in the oncoming lane!
Oh, shit, look
out!
Hey.
What?
Did you go to sleep on me?
Allison.
What were you thinking about? You seemed a million miles away.
Oh my god. Allison? Is this real?
Of course it is, dumbass. Are you okay? What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong.
Where did you go to? Thought I'd lost you for a second.
Nowhere. I am here with you. I never want to leave.
coming around.
Thought we lost him that time.
Second time he's coded.
What about the others?
Nah. Let's get him on the stretcher. Zach, hang on till we get you to the hospital, buddy.
Allison.
We're gonna airlift you, okay?
Allison. Where's Allison?
She didn't want to be around for this. You understand?
She knew. How did she know?
Because this is how it ends up every time, Chief. Here we go.
I was just with her. Just now. Allison.
How many we got all together?
Allison.
Family of three in the other car. Passenger with this one.
Allison.
Jesus.
Allison.
All right, let's get him in the chopper. You stable?
As stable as he's gonna be.
Some people talk about their happy place. Well, I guess this empty field is mine. Mystery solved. Lying there in the grass with Allison. The only place I was ever truly content.
Looks like someone's starting to come around. How do you feel, Mr. Creed?
I don't know. Still got my head screwed on. I guess that counts for something.
Indeed it does. Do you remember much?
Not really. Just been having these these crazy dreams.
I'm not surprised. You're on some strong meds. That morphine drip will fuel some pretty trippy nightmares. Let's see your pupils there. Okay, looks good.
How long has it been?
You were admitted a few days ago.
Am I?
You've come a long way, though.
Am I gonna be okay?
I think so, Mr. Creed. Beyond the skull fracture and some broken bones. We are going to monitor you for a little while longer, and there's some rehabbing to do, but...
Oh.
Overall, I would say things look positive.
Thank you.
I'll check in with you later. Oh, by the way, there's a visitor out in the hallway. I'll send them in.
Engine clear. Dr. Peter,
how
are you locating?
Well.
You...
How's our patient?
What are you doing here?
Just thought I'd drop in.
Hello? Nurse? Can I get someone in here, nurse?
Oh, geez. Calm down, pal.
Nurse!
Nobody's on the other end of that.
Hello?
Trust me.
You were there. You were at the accident scene.
Yeah, that's right. Zapped you back right before you could step into the light, as they say.
Why did you do that? I was with Allison.
Well, that's just not the way things are meant to play out. You see, Zach, some folks just aren't deserving of that kind of happy send-off. And that's where I come in.
You're not real. It was all a dream.
I'm real.
You're dead!
Oh, I'm real. But this reality that you're experiencing right now, this hospital room, sadly, that is not.
What do you mean? I see it, I feel it, I smell the goddamn bedpan!
Well, this place we're in, it's a construct. Nothing but a jumble of memories. Memories of people and places long gone.
What about the accident? The victims? How many were there?
5 altogether.
Oh, Christ!
D.O.A.
I killed 5 people?
A family of 3 from out of town in the other car. And that Proctor kid that was hitching a ride with you?
Now that's 4. You said 5.
That's right.
Now, hold on. I'm here. I'm breathing. I'm gonna be fine.
Yeah.
The doctor said so.
That is not the case here.
I'm gonna be fine.
You're not quite grasping the weight of your situation, I'm afraid.
Where are we? Where are we now?
Does it occur to you that maybe this isn't some benign repeating cycle of events? That this might be something completely different?
It's cold. It's so cold here. What is this place?
Ooh, lots of names for it.
Oh, you are kidding me, right?
I'm just an ambulance driver. I deliver folks to where they're supposed to end up, you know. I got this little theory, though. People that buy the farm real sudden, like in an accident, they don't have time to process what's going on, you know. It's like a shock to the system. They haven't quite figured things out. That's the first stage.
Oh, Jesus.
Confusion.
Where am I?
And the next stage is, of course, denial. You have been in that stage for a while now, Zach. Oh, you suspected that you died in that wreck, but reality hasn't sunk in, has it? It's time to open your eyes and see where you truly are. Here, let me pull back the sheet. Ooh. Well, so you can see what really happened to you.
This is a morgue.
And then, finally...
Oh, God, I'm lying here on a...
There's acceptance.
Oh, where are my arms? My legs? What the hell happened?
You suffered a lot of trauma, Zach.
Where are my goddamn limbs?
I mean... Nobody walks away from being ejected through a windshield 100 feet into a field. You don't survive that.
No. God damn it, no. Please, Lord, help me. No. No, no.
Oh. Here you are. Nothing much left but a battered, limbless torso sewed up like an old garment. Dude, that Y incision is gnarly.
Where is she? Where is Allison?
You think this is bad? Well, it's a good thing you can't see what's left of your face.
Where is Allison? I want to see Allison. I want to see her just one more time.
Well, it's like I told you, Zach. She prefers not to see you this way.
Please, no.
Okay. She wants to remember you the way you were.
Please, no. No, please.
Sorry, pal.
No, please, no.
It is what it is. So, I'm going to have to close you up in here. It gets kind of cold in this cabinet. It's dark. But it will give you time to reflect. Come to grips with your situation.
Where is she?
And before you know it, it will all start over again.
I'm begging you, don't leave me here. Not in here. For God's sakes, no, no, no! Oh, no, no, please, I'm begging you, don't leave me here! Not in here, for God's sake, no! No, for God's
I wake up in the middle of a field, lying flat on my back, looking up at the stars. It's quiet in the tall grass, peaceful and cool. A perfect moment, a perfect moment. It reminds me of something elusive that I can't wrap my mind around at the moment. Something from my past when everything seemed right and the future lay open wide as the night sky to possibilities.
Life passes by. again. The reverie of youth has passed us by again.
You have been listening to Campfire Radio Theater. Tonight's tale, Last Resort, was written, directed, and produced by John Ballantyne, from a story by Kevin Hartnell. Featured in the cast were Jared Rivett as Zach Creed, Jack Kincaid as Ezra, Jessica McAvoy as Allison, Kevin Hartnell as Joey, Matsi Dapple as the Doctor, John Bell as JC, and Monique Bagwell as the Waitress. Original music score by Kevin Hartnell. Additional music by Michaela Ann. The songs Endless Sky and Out of Place, Out of Time by Kevin Hartnell. Sound design by John Ballantyne. Additional sound courtesy of Freesound Project. Mixing and post-production by John Ballantyne. Share the horror and visit us at CampfireRadioTheatre.com and on Facebook at Campfire Radio Theatre.